in the madrasas, schools, colleges, learning institutes. All year long, students make effort, and every student, according to his capability, capacity, makes an effort. And after the year ends, or at the end of the year, are the examinations, the year-end examinations. When all of the effort of the year, the exams that are sat by the student or students, the exams demonstrate the results and the output of the effort and the input that was made during the year. Do you understand? So the student makes an effort, tries hard, whatever they did, the students during the year. But the actual test and the proof of the effort comes after the examinations are set. And at the end of the year, the result comes out. And that is when we see that all of the effort and the hard work that was put in by the student, was it correct effort? Was it the right amount of effort? Was it a low amount of effort? Was it done in the right way? This will show in the result of the examination. So if the exam result is good, then the student will be happy and will progress, and will progress into the next year, into the next class. And this is the way that most, you can say, courses run and students follow their career. But if an examination is failed, for example, one of the papers the student failed, then it could be that the whole year's effort goes to waste. And this shows that everything depends on the result of the examination. Students say, I tried hard, but I revised, I knew my knowledge, but here is the result. The proof is on the paper. Oh, can you let me go into the next year? No, sorry, you can't go into the next year because you failed this year. So how can you progress into the next year? You didn't pass. So how can we put you into the next class? That's the question. So you see this? This is an example, a big example in our practical lives that shows that the whole year's effort within a few moments, an hour or so of an examination, gives the result of that effort. It all depends on that little amount of time in the examination. Alhamdulillah, Ramadan we have spent in a good way. This is according to our thinking and our knowledge, we think. But we say, oh yes, mashallah, I did good and I spent a lot of time doing ibadah. And it should be the case. Allah Ta'ala gave us a month, and in that month we should have tried our best. We should have read Quran and prayed salah and etc, etc, etc. So this is a great opportunity that Allah gave us in Ramadan. Now, what do we consider? How do we analyze and assess if our Ramadan passed correctly, fruitfully, beneficially? Were our du'as accepted or not? Was my Ramadan implemented correctly or not? So this all depends on the result. Say Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Upon what? Say loudly, on the result. It all depends on the result. So when will the result of the effort that we made in Ramadan be published? It will come out quickly. Allah Ta'ala says, as soon as the year ends and the examination is sat. And the result comes out soon after, doesn't it? When the exams are marked. So in the same way, as soon as Ramadan finished, my brother, Shawwal is the month of results. This is the month in which the result of Ramadan is visible. It is seen, it can be seen. So Shawwal will tell us, it's a great month. Shawwal will tell us that who passed in Ramadan and who failed in Ramadan. That's right. So the student, he tried hard, worked hard, revised, studied. But the student can argue with examiner, that why did you fail me? Why didn't you give me the marks I deserved? Why didn't you put me in the next year? So we can try as best as we want and say we did our best. But who is the one to assess? Our real examiner, the supreme examiner, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should be waiting in earnest for the result. Because lots of students, they are, you can say, under the misconception, they pick up the newspaper, and the newspaper, a lot of the results are published. Oh, I should have been first, I should have been second, but his name's not even in the list. These are words that I'm telling you from our pious predecessors, brothers. I'm not bringing them out from my own self, that I don't have the habit of giving references, etc. But believe me when I tell you that all these words we're discussing are referenced from our pious predecessors. Great words, beneficial words, beneficial subject. Look how the walis of Allah, pious predecessors, teach us. We don't understand the importance of this month, Shawwal. Shawwal is the month in which the results of Ramadan will become known. We'll realize that, am I successful? all the efforts are made in Ramadan, that Allah Ta'ala will publicize the result in this month of Shawwal. We can each and everyone realize ourselves that this is when we should result, that how is my result of Ramadan come out? So how does the result of Ramadan come out? SubhanAllah, how did the pious predecessors tell us? SubhanAllah, we'll realize right now, did we pass or fail in Ramadan? We will realize in a few minutes. It won't take long. It won't take long. Totally correct. We accept this. Now we shouldn't think that in Ramadan I did so much ibadah and taraweeh and I made effort. No, students do this. They think, oh, I sat down all year long and I studied and I wrote papers and reports. So a person can say that, oh, Ramadan, I did everything I could maximum, but Allah is Rabbi Hakiki, He's the true Lord. And who can tell us if we have passed or failed? Allah will tell us. And it's not the zahiri, just our physical implementation of actions that tell us that we've passed Ramadan. Allah tells us your batin, spiritually your ruh, in your Quran, your sujood, your prostration and recitation of Quran, your salah. Where was your heart through all of that time? SubhanAllah. Was your heart present? Was it sincere at that time? Was your heart present? And there, involved in the ibadah you were doing, that all of the actions of your Ramadan, did you do from the depths of your heart? Or do you think, no, I'll do this for thawab, I'll do this for rubud, I'll do that for rubud, and I need rubud. So what was the action of the individual? SubhanAllah, Ramadan is such a month that it recognizes all of the hidden intentions in the heart, that we were practicing and we were moving and we were implementing. But Allah Ta'ala says the angel records the results, and Allah Ta'ala says, I know the results. That how did he do dhikr today? What was his intention? How many juz of Quran did he read today? What did he do? Why did he do these things? So we were moving physically, but Allah Ta'ala was looking from the heavens. Why is he doing these actions? Is he showing off? Is there pride? Was he lying? Was he trying to trick people? Was he trying to show himself off to people that I'm pious? Except what did he consider himself to be inside his heart? What was within him? SubhanAllah. So after that, because there is a very big reward lying in wait for those who pass this great month of Ramadan. Allah Ta'ala says that those who passed Ramadan, they've passed their whole life. They've passed the test of life. And for those people is the announcement that Allah Ta'ala mentions in Ramadan, that SubhanAllah, this person is forgiven. We implemented Ramadan correctly. And that's the person who should be celebrating Eid. Eid is celebrated by those individuals about whom Allah Ta'ala has announced that these people have passed Ramadan because their result is published. What do we do? Oh, it's never happened, is it? That a person sits the exam and sits the exam paper, and then marks it himself and gives the grade himself. No, this doesn't occur, does it? So the pious reader says, no, you cannot do this, that you just pass through Ramadan practice and consider yourself as forgiven. No, Allah Ta'ala doesn't need our sujood, our prostration, our tawala, tilawa, our Quran. No, Allah Ta'ala needs our servanthood. Allah wants our servanthood. That's what He's looking for. Allah Ta'ala says, in which there's nobody else involved. وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكِ is Allah. Allah Ta'ala says that I don't want to involve anybody else in my ibadah, in taraweeh, in Qur'an, in tasbih, in remembrance of Allah, in any dhikr, in any majlis. Allah Ta'ala doesn't want inclusion of anyone else between us and the acceptance of our deeds by Allah. Allah says, I'm وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكِ, I don't want to involve anybody else. And this is the greatest way, is that when a person practices, Allah Ta'ala says that when you do actions, there should be no other intention or thought or purpose involved contaminating your practice. We should have so much yaqeen and certainty that due to this ibadah, I will get a result, I will get reward, and nothing else. Allah, your bandagi, your servanthood will give me all of the results I need without even asking, you will give to me. Allah, if I do sajda to Allah, prostration, and I'm thinking of khairat and rewards in the world, then this is shirk. This is greed. Allah Ta'ala says, I am the Rabb of the universe. And Allah Ta'ala says, I've told you from before you even born that you are coming into this world and you will live for your prime purpose objective, which is Allah Ta'ala's pleasure and servanthood of Allah. So this is how we should say. Allah Ta'ala says that I've made you independent, that don't involve anything else in your sujood. You shouldn't think about other things, worldly things. وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ. So now let's go back to Ramadan, our ibadat, our worship, and the result will come out. So we need to have fikr. We need to have worry. May not be that we fail. Then what does the student do? 1 year back, he has to go back to the previous year. And he has to wait another year. And if we fail this year, then the whole of the year, we'll have to wait again for Ramadan to come. We'll have to make the preparations for Ramadan again. We'll have to say, Allah, I failed. After making so much effort, I have to come back, Allah, inshallah, next Ramadan, so I can pass the test. And if Allah Ta'ala gives that chance again, then we should be grateful that Allah Ta'ala has given us another opportunity. Do you understand what I'm saying? Does this pierce the heart or it doesn't? Do we understand this in our hearts? Okay, now let's ask What is our result for Ramadan? Shall we ask? So now the result sheet is being published, printed, distributed. SubhanAllah. So this is a very, very rapid result sheet. It comes out the next day after Ramadan finishes. On the first of day after Ramadan finishes, Allah says, I've got such systems. Forget about computers and speed or memory. Allah says, as soon as Ramadan finishes, the sheet is printed. This person failed, pass, fail, pass, pass, fail. SubhanAllah. SubhanAllah. So how do we realize that did we pass or fail in Ramadan? Allah Ta'ala gave us Ramadan. There were different examination papers and subjects that we had to sit in Ramadan. But there was one compulsory paper. Compulsory, if we fail in that, then we fail in the whole of Ramadan. Some are optional papers that we are given in examinations, and maybe you got the high marks or medium marks or low marks, and that can still, even if you don't do good, you can still overall pass. But there's such a compulsory paper in Ramadan that if we fail that paper examination, then we fail the whole Ramadan. So what was the compulsory paper examination paper of Ramadan? What was it? We don't even know what it was. Oh, so on, so on. We are preparing for an exam and we don't know what's this in the syllabus. We don't understand why we're going to the company of the Wali of Allah. Hazrat, what shall I do? What shall I do to prepare for the hereafter? We were just running around Ramadan, left, right, up and down, functions, events, etc. Morning to evening, etc. Routine. But time passed quickly. Oh, this and that happened. This person, I did so much ibadah. I worshipped Allah. I prayed to Allah. But we don't know. Is it being accepted by Allah? What will I get in return? We ourselves are the student. We ourselves sit the exam. And we ourselves are the examiners. And we think that we can make us a pass. So Allah Ta'ala said, I gave you a compulsory paper. I made you make full effort to revise for that paper in Ramadan. Allah Ta'ala says that I made you revise the most for that examination paper. And you practice the most for that examination. Do you know what the examination is? The most severe, which is a compulsory examination without which we cannot succeed. What is that? Some people are sleeping or drowsy. Okay, listen again to these words. I know that you are tired and you're sort of sitting back, but tonight is also Laylatul Qadr, my friends, the night of power. And today the result for Ramadan is being published. Let's look at the results. So Allah Ta'ala says this was a compulsory paper, compulsory examination that you had to sit in. Allah Ta'ala said the whole of Ramadan was, you can say, overwhelmed and overpowered by this one examination paper. Some people think that Ramadan came and it just came and it went and we did what we could, maximum, subhanAllah. And Ramadan doesn't even finish and we go back to our old ways. So what was that compulsory examination? Salah, prayer, namaz. What was it? The compulsory examination paper of Ramadan was namaz, prayer, salah. In the whole of Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala made us practice our salah. Practice. In other words, from the first day, 20 rak'ah extra salah. And Allah Ta'ala gave the reward of nafil as what? As a fard, as a compulsory. What was the reason? Because this was a compulsory examination. Allah Ta'ala said, I made you prepare so much that if this individual fails this examination, the compulsory exam, then his whole Ramadan is gone to waste. Has gone to waste. All of the other things were optional. Dhikr, Quran, all these actions were optional. Optional. Due to which Ramadan, the impact of Ramadan improves and increases and the grade increases. So from these things, other actions, the grade increases. But if we pass this paper, the compulsory examination paper, then obviously we'll have the minimum requirement to pass, isn't it? Thereafter, all the other ibadat of Ramadan will elevate our rewards and take us beyond that. So yes, to read 15 juz, 20 juz, 20 rakat that we used to pray every day is a great action that we did. And to do dhikr of Allah in Ramadan was a great thing. And to give sadaqat and khairat and charity was a great action. But these all depend and hinge on one thing, the compulsory paper. If we pass the compulsory paper, then we'll go to the high class reward in the hereafter. Look at the commentary the walis of Allah have given. Look at their understanding, their wisdom and their status. So where will this examination take us? The examination, the compulsory paper, it will take us very high indeed, close to Allah, Nur ala Nur. So now what is the result when it comes out? That as soon as Ramadan departs, as soon as Ramadan leaves and the night of Shawwal begins, then the person himself, he prints out his result and can analyze his result and assess his result. That when I was told to practice in Ramadan for 30 days, I practiced Salah. Do I still have that practice maintaining itself after Ramadan? Am I still praying Salah the same way from Fajr until Isha? Am I still implementing my Salah and praying Salah in the right way, just like I would go to congregation, Jama'ah in the Masjid? Am I still going? But how sad, subhanAllah, you can see with your own eyes that today the biggest difference that will come in our lives straight away after Ramadan will come where? in our implementation of salah, praying of salah. The person whose salah is qada, delayed. And it happens on the first day of Ramadan, people think they're pious. I'm a wali Allah, I'm a sheikh, and I'm this, I'm that. The first week a person, a human being, realizes that did I pass Ramadan or not? Person starts to feel sleepy and lazy and neglectful. Straight away understand that you have failed if you have this feeling. Totally you failed. Totally. Totally failed as that person who cannot maintain the importance of salah after Ramadan. He starts playing games with his life again. The same things pre-Ramadan. That Allah Ta'ala said, I gave you preparation Ramadan. The person who could not improve and correct his salah during Ramadan, that person has wasted, he or she, the whole Ramadan. That individual who doesn't maintain that same emotion from Fajr to Isha, who doesn't fulfill his salah in the same way, the same manner, going to the masjid in earnest and sitting down and then praying and then sitting until Ishraq and praying salah in the same way. Good news for those people. But many people have failed. Many people have failed, and they have been shown and exposed from the book of Allah that these people were fraudsters, and Allah has no link with these people. Allah Ta'ala says that the mountain of their laziness and neglect will come down bearing on them. So now let's bow down our heads and analyze, how many salah have I delayed? Yes, that this is the fourth day after Ramadan, fourth of Shawwal. How many salah have I left? How many have become qada? How many salahs, prayers did I not pray in the masjid in jama'ah? How much did I do in the dunya and I left salah? So brothers, this is the announcement of Shawwal, that you have failed. Your whole of Ramadan, you have wasted. Just like the whole year is wasted. Allah Ta'ala says that you've wasted your whole Ramadan and you did not understand the deen of Allah. That Allah Ta'ala says, I make you try, I tell you different ways to do different actions, different about that. You don't understand. You think you've passed Ramadan through playing and games and your situation is the same nonsense and sins and fraud and misuse of the tongue. And Allah Ta'ala says that you have sought Ramadan the month before, but your Ramadan's gone to waste. So this is the big message of a great wali of Allah that came into my heart. It's coming to my heart. So we need to, my brothers, my friends, understand that such great reward we should not waste. We shouldn't waste. The whole year we need to carry our salah with us that Allah Ta'ala made us. Practice in Ramadan. There should be no laziness, no neglect, no sleepiness, no drowsiness. This is all haram and this is fraud and misusing the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala says that when the love of dunya overwhelms a person, just like a person says, oh, I'm tired, exhausted, I need to go to sleep. These are all those actions that take a person far from Allah. When Allah Ta'ala orders an action, then straight away Allah Ta'ala says that do as you used to do in Ramadan. Continue this, that the iman, your state of your iman was demonstrated in Ramadan. And Allah Ta'ala says that I create such emotions and spirituality that every person who has iman, that he has even an atom's weight of iman, he wakes up in Ramadan. Everyone. And his biggest action is salah. I need to pray my salah. And that's why the masjids are full. And that's the glory and the status of Ramadan. If Allah Ta'ala wants, within seconds, he can make everyone in the world a mu'min. This is Allah Ta'ala's greatness and glory and power. That Allah Ta'ala says, I want you to practice yourself, that this is your deen. This is a religion. That if you establish your salah in your life, and in the way that I've told you, Allah Ta'ala says, then the first thing is that after Ramadan, if you prayed salah during Ramadan, then you wasted your time. After Ramadan, you left salah and you didn't pray, then you wasted your Ramadans before. One Ramadan, two Ramadan, three Ramadan, four. But alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala put these words into my heart, my friends. So make this a solid way of your life. The same way in Ramadan, we practice salah, compulsory examination paper, the exam of salah, then alhamdulillah, if we get the next year's Ramadan as well, then inshallah, we'll enter into that month with our salah fully intact. May Allah Ta'ala give me the tawfiq and you all as well. Ameen.